I guess, more real. Like, for some people, people still don't believe in evolution, but there's a lot of different types of evidence that supports evolution, so we generally believe it's real. But, I mean, evolution still can't, like, still can have the small basis that it can't be real.
Yeah, it's just, like, pretty much with all scientific evidence, it hasn't been falsified yet, so we're just going to take this as, you know, a path of truth, but... Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a chance that some other evidence can come up and change our entire perception of the world. So,
anyways,
it's nice to keep in mind.
I guess we're trying our best. I mean, humans, we keep making mistakes and trying to fix them, and mm-hmm. we'll continue to do that. So, we'll probably have a better definition of time in the future and a lot of other concepts, but I don't
think. Here's the thing. Okay,
uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. No, you go.
I'm sorry. Finish what you were going
to
say.
No. Okay. I don't think I had anything left to say, so.
So, yeah, I think time does continue on without us after we die, but how does time look for us after we die? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, we are perceiving time this whole time, and then we die. What happens? That's just more like what happens after
what
we die
after
kind
death?
Of question. But it is kind of like...
I mean, what do I...
Does time just stop for us?
Yeah, because it just matters on what you believe in time. Like, for me, maybe I believe in reincarnation for the most part. I feel like I'm going to come back as a bug or something and then die and then come back as a stick. I don't know. Something like that. I'm coming back as something. So maybe time will continue as my life as this
okay,
mammal
I see.
Or plant.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's why
I wanted to just propose this question, because I don't know what happens. Yeah. I don't have, like, a belief of what happens after death, necessarily, so it's a big question mark for me. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah, so the scientific basis of time is kind of shaky, but personally for time, I feel like time is going way too fast right now for me.
Okay, this might be difficult to explain, but there is, like, a reason why time passes by faster as you get older, and I think it's something to do with the more time that's passed. Like, you can compare that to how old you are. Like, if you're one and you turn two, you're like, okay, I'm 2 years old now. That was a long... Like, that's my whole life was 2 years, but then now, like, 2 years to us... is, like, nothing in the ratio to our current age. Do you see what I'm saying?
A little.
Like, it's just...
So it's the older you get, the more it feels, more...
Yeah, like, it's pretty much all relative. And as we get older, larger amount of times don't seem as significant because we've already experienced... Like, 5 years when we're 100, if we get to 100, that's such a small portion of our lives versus when we're 10, that's, like, half of our lives.
So you feel like, so then it feels like it's getting faster.
Yeah, then. I think that might be, at least for me, like, I feel like relativity of time kind of plays into why it's moving faster.
Because for me personally, I feel like I've been going at a decent speed, you know? Like, every year feels like a year, I think. But I guess, well, now hitting 20s.
But every year feels like a year, and then you get to this point, I'm like, does it feel like 20 years have passed? Like, genuinely, if I think about all the time I've spent on this earth and memories that I have, I can't say, like, if I was just put into this body with this memory and I just have to guess how old I am, like, I have no idea.
So would you say you've gone too fast or too slow?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Either way, I think I'm just going at the pace that I'm going at, and that's... Can't stop it.
Like, can't stop.
That's just how it is. I can't say it's too fast or too slow, but...
Well...
I'm not sure. Yeah, we didn't really reach conclusions as philosophy normally tends to not do. But do you have any...
Any last comments?
Last questions, concerns?
No. I think this also kind of spurred this conversation also because of the daylight savings change that we've done. I find just the idea of everyone just collectively changing the clocks back.
Oh,
kind
yeah.
Kind of a freaky concept of just changing. Are we just changing
it feels,
time?
Yeah.
Like, what just happened?
At 2 a.m. or on Sunday night. It feels pretty arbitrary that we've just agreed to do this, because I know some countries don't do that
as like,
well.
Who is not agreeing right now? Are they just going to be left behind?
Don't even get me started on the topic of time zones, because that's confusing, too.
What are your thoughts on time zones?
Time zones, like... Or isn't it true that there's two places that can be like pretty much right next to each other, and then one is like 24 hours ahead of us, but then one is only like 1 hour ahead of us or something? I'm not sure, but I remember seeing on a map like there is a certain divide between, because it goes all the way around.
If it's, yeah, Asia versus North America, kind of.
And then people are experiencing like it's a day ahead technically, but then we're all experiencing time at the same time. So then,
are they in the future?
But we're all in the present technically, but then on paper they are experiencing November 20th right now at a completely different time, but technically we're all still living in the present. So that's where the difference of our quantification gets kind of confusing,
so
I guess.
Okay, final conclusion, the present isn't real. I think that's...
How is the present not real?
If they're living in the future, how are we all living at the same time then if they're technically in the future with their time zones?
I think the present is real. We just can't necessarily all decide on what counts as the future. But as you are feeling these sensations, like if I'm feeling my tongue talk in my mouth, like that feels pretty present to me.
So it's just our personal perception of the present will determine
maybe
how the world works.
It's all just theory pretty much. Yeah. Like when you think about it, the past is memories, the future is ideas or plans, and then the present is kind of up for debate. And we also have the dependable clock. So that
the clock, the calendar.
It just seems kind of removed from the philosophy of time.
Right. Yeah, it's a bit interesting.
It's interesting how we've kind of made time into a capital in a way. Like we've made time as something that we get paid for, like donating a certain amount of time or like dedicating a certain amount of time to working. Like we're getting paid for our time.
Yeah, it's putting like a tangible value on time.
On time.
That gets taken from us.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little separate, but just a little note that time and capitalism, I feel like, are pretty... They serve each other well because that's...
I think capitalism serves everything well. What does capitalism not serve?
Capitalism does not serve
like
majority
I'm a product
well.
I'm a product of capitalism.
Yeah.
Do you think... I don't think this show is a product of capitalism, though.
Maybe. How are you a product of capitalism, though?
I feel like everything that I do and that I work for will be ending up as a product to just help other people get money.
Like your career will probably be a product of capitalism.
Career for one.
I mean, yeah, everyone's career is.
Yeah. But even small,
much.
Like even just random things like clothes I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I bought these, so.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. I thought you meant like your origin story was.
Oh, my origin
capitalist.
Story. Like I came out the womb.
Yeah.
Like capitalism.
Yeah.
Come to serve. Yeah, no. No. Yeah, I think this conversation can go way off task.
way off track. Yeah, I wanted to do a little interjection on the Buddhist idea of identity, but I don't think today is the best day to get into that because it doesn't even have to do with time, but I thought it was interesting. So maybe next week I'll bring it up.
Mm-hmm. We'll get more into it. I feel like we can hit more Buddhism topics in the future. I think Buddhism is very interesting, personally.
Yeah, and I've been reading this book about it. I want to learn more. And, you know, even if you don't believe in it, they have some really good philosophies to live by.
Yeah, they have good points. Okay, that was enough.
Okay.
That was enough of us.
We're done.
We are done. We are going to go back to the music for the rest of the hour. So this next one, really, really like this one. I saw these guys in concert as well. Awesome concert. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This one's called Dark Necessities, and I haven't heard it before. I don't know why. I've heard it in the car and never found the name of it, but I was just recommended this song, and it's pretty awesome, so decided to play it tonight. So, yeah, hope you enjoy.
Enjoy!
I steer the small talk so that we might end up mentioning you. How you might even have said something that it was.
Just you think of me. How do you think of me? Do you think of me? How do you think of me? Do you think of me? How do you think of me? Do you think of me? How do you think of me?
Women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Amazing. Oh, told me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me. It can't be that easy, babe. If you believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.